Dear young lady, I know you like it when I tell you stories, so I'll tell you three stories that'll paint a vivid picture of what this letter is about. When I moved into the apartment that I'm currently staying in London, the YouTube homepage on the smart TV had different shows ranging from British comedy to documentaries. The first day, I decided to stream church service from my home church. It took me spelling the entire length of the name of the church for the search results to come out. That same day, I also watched an episode of Steve Harvey's Family Feud. By the second time I launched YouTube on the TV, I still saw some British shows, but that wasn't all I saw. My church videos now showed as suggestions, and more Steve Harvey episodes too. But I only watched church this time. The third time was a delightful mix of different messages from my pastor, worship music, and suggested content from other Christian platforms. I had conditioned my YouTube experience with my search content. I shared my Netflix account with my brother, and one day I curiously went to his own profile and I was surprised to see that his own display was different from mine. I don't get to watch movies a lot, so when I do, I just want to get to watch something easy and relaxing. So I do a lot of rom-coms, whatever genre Black Panther falls into. Drama, adventure, and sparingly action. Now, I don't fancy a lot of guns and bloodshed, so I don't really do action. The movies, Netflix, Spotlight, on my homepage are similar to these categories that I like as well. Now, on this other profile, I saw action, adventure, western, thriller suggestions. Obviously, Netflix served me what it thought that I liked based on what I'd watched over and over again. Oh, and by the way, as at now, Netflix UK offers over 7,000 titles, while the Nigerian library has less than 2,000. Discovered this some years ago when I was VPN peeping. There's something called machine learning in artificial intelligence. It's the ability of a machine to imitate intelligent human behavior. It's why when you search for hair vendors on Instagram, say, suddenly adverts from hair vendors start following you everywhere on the app. The machine thinks you're interested in that content. It learns it from your behavior. Here's my third story. A while ago, I wanted to make a quick Instagram search on someone's phone. I couldn't help but notice that 80% of his explore page were pictures of practically naked women. So I asked how come his feed was filled with such lewd content, and I had such curious amusement watching him get offended and defending the fact that Instagram keeps showing him such. Obviously, the reason he kept seeing them is because those were his search content, and he kept feeding the algorithm and feeding the machine learning by clicking on further suggestions. Duh. I'm sure you catch my drift already. You attract what you are. The saying, garbage in and garbage out, is true. If you're putting on dark tinted shades, everyone will look dark to you. This letter is about conditioning. Agriculturists will tell you that for a body of soil to stay healthy, it needs to be conditioned. Using a mix of different strategies, the soil structure is improved and is able to produce better yields. Now, if the soil can need this, what makes you think you won't? What makes you think it doesn't apply to you as well? To protect your yield as a person, it would be counterproductive to think that you can be exposed to just anybody, any music, any content, and still be good. I'll come back to that music part in just a bit. If everybody in your circle is a gossip, promiscuous, broke, rude, uncultured, I hate to be the one to break it to you that you're just like them, no matter how good you are. And if you're not, you definitely soon be. Something about you is creating an enabling environment for behaviors like that to thrive. If someone is around you, you're either influencing them or they're influencing you. A Yoruba proverb says, "Ti ewe bakpela raoshe adoshe." Loosely translating to English, it means if a leaf stays long enough around a soap, it will become a soap. Now, about that music. Something in you will actively fight this. But I don't care. I'll tell you the truth. In Genesis 30, we see how Jacob was able to cause animals that had pure, solid colors to bear offsprings that were dotted just by creating dotted marks on a particular set of sticks and placing them in the animals' water bowls where they could see it. As the animals fixed their gaze on them while they mated, their offsprings became spotted. In other words, they became what they were exposed to. If you sit long enough in a car or a room with a certain type of fragrance, the smell will stay on you somehow. Just like hugging someone with a poignant perfume. Sis, see where the problem starts from. You think you have a remote control on life and repercussions, that you can expose yourself to anything and choose when the exposure can have effect on you. If the artists in the songs you constantly listen to say they need Igbo and Shayo and invite you to drink and lose yourself to sexual urges, do you really think that you won't subconsciously respond to that? You're kidding me. The seeds have been sown. No wonder you have bouts of uncontrollable urges. No wonder. I know you've heard people tell you over and over again to be cautious of the type of music you listen to. Now, I hope that this now gives you the understanding behind that. So it's not just religious talk. I know that includes going to clubs, right? I don't expect you to like me right now. My satisfaction right now comes from the fact that I have planted the seed of this knowledge in you, and I'll let God and your conscience do the rest. Also, that thing you keep saying that you want a God-fearing man, do you not see why you keep attracting a certain kind of people? Think about it. Think about it. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." The first thing to do is to establish which side you want to be on, God's or the world's. All of this that I've said only matter when you've chosen to roll with God. As you choose not to copy how the world behaves and you allow God to transform you, you can now start producing the right results and attracting the right things. That's the way to go. I've used the word choose a lot because nobody's forcing anything down on you, not even God. The only thing is that you can't choose your side and still choose the repercussion. That's like eating your cake and having it. Doesn't work like that. Unfortunately, some repercussions are not instant. That's why it seems very attractive that those that aren't quite morally upright are flourishing. For now, give them time. Decades, maybe. Let's see how their children turn out. If you're that patient to observe. I don't expect you to magically change in one day. If you didn't get into the mindset mold that you're in a day, you won't get out just as quick. Try this experiment. Put a full cup of hot chocolate under a tap and run clean water into it. You'd notice that the dark color of the liquid starts to change to light brown until it becomes as clear as water, if you leave it long enough. That's how it works. That's exactly how it works. Go to a church where the Bible is taught and preached and actually listen. Do an inventory of your circle of friends. Delete some numbers, unfollow some people, throw away some books and clothes, and buy new ones. Depending on how far gone you are, you'll begin to see some changes soon enough. Give it time. All right? Give it time. Let's get to work, sis. There is a lot to do. Starting now. All right? I'll talk to you again soon. Your sister. Thank you.